of atrocities. Russia reiterated today that a second phase of its invasion is underway, during which it will attempt to seize control of the Donbas, Ukraine's industrial heartland in the east. Several cities in the Donbas came under Russian artillery fire overnight, and Ukrainian officials urged civilians to evacuate. And in domestic news, the Federal Reserve will likely move quickly to raise policy interest rates and curtail inflation, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said yesterday at a panel discussion hosted by the IMF. Powell said a half-point rate increase, larger than the typical quarter-point hike, could be on the table for the Fed's upcoming policy meeting scheduled for early May. Weather in Washington, D.C. right now is 71 degrees and mostly cloudy. In New York City, 62 degrees with fair skies. For WPFW in Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Chris Bangert-Drowns. Thanks for listening.
In New York, you're tuned to WBAI. More Gary Null ahead.
First of all, let's say thank you for all of you who are just tuning in now and you're used to hearing a regular program at this time. We apologize for using that person's space, and they will be back shortly. But we are here to help, not every day, but we're here, and we try to make it as interesting and informative as possible. Today, we're going to offer you another DVD, and this one will help a lot of people. And the good news is we have the DVD in the studio in New York City, so you can hear it. Michael G. Haskins has it. Here's the issue, and why should we be interested in this? Well, because of depression. Historically, when people are depressed, they either see a psychologist, psychoanalyst, or psychiatrist. Today, more than ever, they see psychiatrists. The psychiatrist has a Bible. It's called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. It has about as much scientific validity as a comic book. And yet, it is what the psychiatrists use without question. Yet, there is nothing scientific in it. In fact, Michael G., I'm working on a new documentary as we speak called Manufacturing Madness, which will completely dissect the entire field of mental health and show that it's been nothing but a snake pit from the 1600s, when 1700s, when Benjamin Rush, our first professor of psychiatry and one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and the man who uniquely killed our president, George Washington, by bleeding him to death. They believe that you'll bleed out the humerals or the bad blood. In any case, it's a mess, and you don't want to get in that. The side effects of these drugs are terrible. So what do we do? Because there's a lot of reasons to be depressed, and there's nothing wrong with being depressed. Depression is a normal part of life. I don't want people to think that they can't be depressed. Hey, you have something go bad, you know, you're going to feel withdrawn. You're going to feel loss. You're going to feel grief. You're going to feel bad. That's normal. That's healthy. Nothing wrong with that. And no one has a timetable to say, okay, you've been feeling bad long enough. Now you have to be diagnosed with a different mental illness, and here's the chemicals you're going to be taking that will alter your serotonin and dopamine levels. Nonsense. Stupidity. But we still have people depressed. Look at this economy. So let's just see. People are depressed because we have more sick people than ever before in American history. That's depressed. More people have children who are diabetic and overweight, including adult diabetes. That will depress you to see a kid that is on insulin and other meds who's 6 years old. Then you've got more senior citizens who are losing their brain function. It's 90 million. You heard me right. 90 million Americans are going right into memory loss, dementia, and varying stages. Mind you, it always gets worse, never better. So once you start, it's just a slippery slope. Some people will take 5 years, others 10 years. But sooner or later, you're going to look around and not know who the people are who are in the room with you, your daughter, your son, your mother.
90 million, that's an incredible number.
90 million, Michael. And have you heard any discussion about this on the national level?
No.
As if 90 million's mental health is not important. So this is an important issue. So I'm dealing with it. But that's a reason to be depressed. And how about looking at a body and thinking, whoa, what the hell happened to my musculature system? Where'd that go? Man, how that flab and skinny, you know, and with guys, they lose their ass. You know, you go to sit on the jaw and your whole body goes right in. Someone comes in, your legs and arms are sticking up out of the toilet bowl. And you think, well, what happened? Well, it's called human growth hormone. What's that? You don't know what it is? You don't know how to get it? If you're working on it, you'll have a muscle mass. You can actually look better the older you get, and stronger and faster. Only when you care enough about yourself do you challenge yourself to intellectually do something to challenge your intellect, creatively, spiritually. You can talk about being a spiritual person, but if you don't go out and help someone, you're not. Right? I mean, if you can't walk it, don't talk it. And everybody's mastered the talk, and very few do the walk. So I said, so I don't need someone else to motivate me. I just need myself, and that's why I do the races. And then I figure out what can I do that I'm not doing to keep my body in better shape. Now think of the people that once were athletic and now are not, once had a body that they were happy with its strength and vitality and now are not. And think of the people who are overweight. Well, how about one in every three adults in the United States? That's a number for you. We just, 2 weeks ago, we were on a corner. I had a camera crew for this shoot because we were shooting in 8 spots in the city. And all we did was stop people at random and ask them about what they were eating and how they felt about their body. And these were all people who were out of shape. And they're not happy with themselves, but they shrug their shoulders. What are you going to do? I said, well, how about changing your... Well, I'm not going to do that. So that's what we have here. Overcoming diabetes, of which the protocol also includes helping overcoming depression, naturally. So it's $100. Call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Because we have more diabetes today than ever before in history. It's an epidemic. Pre-diabetes, about 50 million. Actual diabetes, about 25 million. That's 75 million people. And you look, depression, overweight, diabetes. Heart disease, overweight, diabetes. They're all interconnected. So I have this protocol specifically to help them. And you'll see people who have been on insulin. And by the way, when you're on insulin, you're going to gain weight. That's one of the reasons that people who are diabetic gain weight. Mm. So I got them off diabetes, meds. There are no more meds. And now their blood sugar is normal. We had one guy whose blood sugar was 320 resting, fasting, and now it's down to 70. So we were able to reverse diabetes, reverse depression, reverse overweight, reverse heart conditions, high blood pressure, all with one protocol. And it's all in preventing and reversing diabetes naturally. And it's a long DVD. And so let's let people know, everybody that you know, everyone in this audience is going to know someone who is either overweight, has high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes, or is depressed. This protocol is meant to help all of those conditions, and it does. So you've got some of the world's leading authorities in here talking about the conditions in a way that you have not heard it explained before. It's really state-of-the-art, and it's new, and it's there to help people. So give a call now, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. 50. Michael G.
Thanks, Gary. And as Gary said, some of the top physicians and practitioners are in this DVD. It's a three-DVD set that we're going to send you, thanking you for supporting WBAI, supporting the Gary Nall Show this afternoon. We want to get a few calls coming in right now. at 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally. It's by Gary Noll. And as I said, we're sending that to you, thanking you for supporting this radio station. That's a commercial-free radio station, a listener-sponsored radio station. And Gary has been able to uncover and write the white papers and talk about these issues. This kind of information is being brought to you on a regular basis, 12 o'clock in the day. We're asking you to support us now. 212-209-2950, $100 contribution to this radio station, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally. We're going to play a clip or two for you this afternoon, giving you
and remember,
a sample.
Michael G., mm-hmm. It also helps depression, heart
yes.
disease, high blood pressure, and obesity. Why? Because when I was looking at doing the documentary, I realized that they're all interrelated. Because almost everyone
yes.
that I counsel, I would say 98% of the people I counsel have very advanced diseases. If they're diabetic, they're overweight, or they have high blood pressure, or they have inflammatory responses all over the body. They ache. They're in pain. They have neuropathy. With King Green, you have no idea how many
wow.
toes and legs and
mm-hmm.
that I've helped people save. So I look at all this as one. How good is it to help someone who's physically ill and has lost the quality of much of their life? They're going to be depressed. So it works this way. What's happening in life can depress you, and then you're not eating right. You don't take care of yourself, and then you get overweight, and then you get high blood pressure, and then you get diabetes. So how can I help that person if I don't address all those? So I addressed all of them in here. So for diabetes, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and being overweight, I look at it as one condition, and therefore I approach it with protocols meant to help at all levels, to lose weight, to keep it off, to detoxify the body, to help the pancreas, to help resensitize the body to proper insulin usage. All this is what is done in this documentary.
A 3-DVD set, a $100 contribution, a tax-deductible contribution. You'll learn the real definition of diabetes, the strong link between diabetes and obesity. You just heard Gary talking about that. The foods you must avoid and the foods you must consume to stay healthy. All on this 3-DVD set, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally by Gary Noll. It's a thank you gift to you for supporting WBAI and our existence. You didn't hear any pharmaceutical companies. You know, of course, you wouldn't hear pharmaceutical companies underwriting a program like this.
A lot of phones ringing.
Yes, absolutely.
How many phones are ringing?
We have 8 calls coming in right now, and
That's good. Play some of the film. This is the longer version, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This means it's between 3 and 3.5 hours. That's why you're getting 3 DVDs in here. But when one of the people asked what's going to be in your, before he would agree to be filmed, Dr. Julian Whitaker, who is a phenomenal physician and healer, and he said, what's your point of view? I said, I'm saying in this film, what causes us to be unhappy, to make unhealthy choices, and then one day we tip. But for each person, it's a different day in different ways. Where we get overweight, we get depressed, we get high blood pressure, we get heart disease, and then we get diabetes. And almost always the last is diabetes, because you can go for years not knowing that you have diabetes or pre-diabetic because we don't get our blood sugar checked. And so I want to help people with all those conditions and put it all together. And he said, I'm on board then. He said, that's exactly what should be done. He said, you know what happens in our society? A person will do only one approach to a problem when there's multiple approaches that are needed. He said, put me down. Come and phone me. And that's what I did. We went out to California and phoned him. We have integrated approaches. So you can reasonably expect that if you know someone with high blood pressure, someone who's overweight, someone who is has pre-diabetic conditions, depression, or is at risk of stroke, this film will help them immeasurably and possibly save their life. And that's the optic of the exercise. So if you want to really help someone, then let's get on board now. Give a call. Call now at 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I'm Gary Nall here with Michael G. Haskins. We are at WBAI raising funds. We're looking forward to supporting the station and hopefully, most importantly, helping you with your health. And that's what we're about. This is the first integrated, holistic approach to diabetes, overweight, heart disease, high blood pressure, and depression that you have seen. And that's why it took, instead of an hour, 3.5 hours to do. So give a call now, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Michael G., how many calls do we have?
Now we have 7 calls on the line now, and we can accommodate. There's another one. Now it's back up to 8. We can accommodate 15 people all told at any one time here. Another call is coming in now for this DVD, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally. And as you say, Gary, with the protocols, interchangeable diabetes and depression, as well as heart disease as well. So that's all coming to you in this DVD. Thank you, Gift. We're sending this to you as a thank you gift for supporting the station. Now, it's a 3-DVD set, over 3 hours of materials and expert stress management techniques, including a bonus guided meditation. So much in this DVD, in this over 3-hour DVD we'll send to you. We're going to play an excerpt from you. Guy, do you want me to start at the beginning? Just let me know where you'd like to start at. We could do the second disc or the third.
Let's start with the beginning.
Okay, sounds like a plan to me. All right, this is an excerpt from Preventing and Reversing Diabetes.
Okay, and how many people are on the phone now?
Now we have, let's see, we have 5, 6, 7. 7 calls, 7 people calling. Okay, $100 contribution to WBAI on the Gary Nall Show.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Nall. Diabetes is at an epidemic level, and it's preventable in most cases. How many people suffer from diabetes? The best guesstimates are between 20 to about 27 million Americans. Now, what about all the people who are pre-diabetic, all the people who are overweight and have high blood pressure and heart disease but are not officially diagnosed, maybe even haven't had their blood sugar checked? What about all the children? For the first time in American history, we have a high percentage of children who have adult type 2 diabetes. We're also seeing those same children who are overweight, have high blood pressure, heart disease, even arthritis. In fact, it has been estimated that many of the children today will actually die of these diseases before their own parents. We haven't seen that in the past. What is diabetes? We're going to explore this with one of the finest panels of experts on diabetes. And what these physicians and healthcare providers have in common is they believe that we can prevent most diabetes. And if we have the condition, there are natural and non-toxic methods that can be used along with any orthodox method. Join us now for this special presentation on preventing and reversing diabetes naturally. Dr. David Edelson is Assistant Clinical Professor of Medicine at Albert Einstein School of Medicine. He is also board certified in internal medicine. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Gary.
A lot of people, they don't even know what diabetes really is. They only know that it's dangerous and somehow they're taking like insulin or medicine to control it. What do we do that actually makes us go from non-diabetic to pre-diabetic to diabetic?
What we're talking about is adult diabetes or type 2 diabetes. Now, type 2 diabetes is actually a disease where there is too much insulin in many cases. I like to look at it as not just a single entity, but really like a timeline. starting off from the point where you have just the genetic predisposition towards developing this disease, but none of the symptoms or signs. And then we take and add in the environmental problems, poor lifestyle, sedentary activity, poor diet with lots of high glycemic carbohydrates and inflammatory types of trans fats. And then we see the first stages of what we call insulin resistance. From there, we start to see the glucose levels begin to climb and the hemoglobin A1Cs or fructosamine levels begin to climb up out of the normal range. Now we are developing the next step, which is into metabolic syndrome. Now, this is a constellation of symptoms, which traditionally we now describe as 3 out of 5 of several factors. One would be elevated blood pressure. Secondly, would be a low HDL level. Third, a high triglyceride. Fourth, high fasting blood sugar above 100. And fifth would be abdominal obesity. From here, continued problems with lifestyle and poor diet and environment, and we begin to move further where the sugars now become actually out of control. And eventually, we reach the point at what we call the patient fully diabetic. Here, I believed in a healthy lifestyle. I tried to eat as healthy as I could. I tried to exercise. I ran marathons. I did triathlons. But I couldn't convey this to my patients. I figured I'd go back to square one, and I went back and I joined a group called the American Board of Bariatric Medicine. I became board certified in weight loss and bariatrics, and I saw my first patient, and a woman came in with her daughter who was probably about 240 pounds and 5'4", already had developed diabetes at the age of 16. She plopped down in the chair in front of me and started eating a bag of Twizzlers. And the mother looked at me and said, "I need you to help my daughter." And I suddenly realized I was completely unprepared for this, that I didn't have the tools as a single primary care doctor to help. And that's when I made the decision that I needed to look to a better way. And I developed a plan to build what we call an integrative medical facility. We built a sleep medicine facility because so many of these overweight people had developed sleeping disorders. And we developed this model of what I call the puzzle theory, that it is not just a single problem that ever makes somebody become overweight, that it's usually a constellation of many different pieces. When little things begin to go wrong, they begin to kind of get all tangled up together, and eventually you develop the condition, and in this case, obesity and diabetes together. So with this puzzle model, what we try to do is we try to break everybody apart, and each individual area gets evaluated. The nutritionist looks at their diet. The exercise people look at their fitness. The physical medicine team looks at their injuries. We do an extensive blood testing, including full lipid profiles and insulin levels and C-reactive proteins and hormonal profiling with thyroid imbalances, even menopausal hormones, as many women after menopause will gain weight, growth hormones, leptin levels, all these things to try to develop a better understanding of what was going on at the core of these people's problems. And now we begin to see where the problems are. And when we can take each individual puzzle piece and begin to mold it back into shape and put it back together into the whole, we found that people were getting amazingly good results.
We have now an epidemic of the use of insulin in type 2 diabetics. You're heavy. Your blood sugar level is elevated. The doc wants to bring down the blood sugar level, so he gives you the pills. That doesn't work. And then he starts low doses of insulin. Insulin always causes weight gain. This is nationwide, that diabetologists and endocrinologists and internists will use insulin in a type 2 diabetic who's already heavy, and they gain weight. So we will always gradually, if not immediately, stop that insulin in the type 2 diabetic and put them on exercise, put them on a high-fiber diet, put them on nutrients, do everything we can to get that weight off. And you can't get that weight off if the individual happened to be taking insulin. Insulin is very important for type 1, but only 10% of diabetics are type 1. 90% or higher are type 2, for which insulin should never, in my opinion, ever be used unless the individual reaches normal weight. And if the individual reaches normal weight and still needs insulin, I don't think he's type 2. He's more than likely type 1.
Now let's speak with Dr. Jill Barron. She's board certified in family practice and in holistic medicine. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Gary.
How do you know that someone is pre-diabetic? Also, we know that inflammatory conditions are among the leading killers in the world today. Talk about inflammation.
So pre-diabetes is a condition where the fasting blood glucose is between 100 and 125. Diabetes has a fasting blood sugar of 126 or more, and having a normal blood sugar would be having a blood sugar less than 100. Now, the scary thing about pre-diabetes is that many patients, and most patients, don't know they have it. And pre-diabetes is usually seen in people who tend to be overweight and have what's called visceral or abdominal obesity. And when I see my patients, all my patients get many blood tests. So there are three blood tests that can be indicative of pre-diabetes. One is the fasting blood sugar, where the blood sugar is between 100 and 125. The second test is called fructosamine, and that is a blood test that averages a person's blood sugar over 2 to 3 weeks. And if that's elevated, that can also be indicative of diabetes or pre-diabetes. The third test is called a hemoglobin A1C, which measures a patient's blood sugar over 3 months. And if it's over 6, then that person can be at risk for pre-diabetes or diabetes. We've all heard a lot about inflammation. Inflammation is actually a protective mechanism in the body. We need to have inflammation when we fight infection. Because of different stressors in people's lives, the body can become inflamed. How does a person know that he or she has inflammation? Well, if a person's overweight, you can be sure that a person has inflammation. But we can also look at blood tests, specifically what's called the C-reactive protein and also the cardiac C-reactive protein. And these are proteins that are measures of inflammation. In fact, I measure a cardiac C-reactive protein in all of my patients. So the cardiac C-reactive protein measures the inflammation in the heart vessels. How can we prevent inflammation, and how can we treat inflammation? Well, it's very important to have what I would call an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. And what that means is to keep one's stress level low. It's very important to have a plant-based diet, or you can have organic and wild fish. It's also important to have a diet that is rich in whole grains and what are called legumes, like beans and peas and nuts and seeds. It's also important to have certain supplements like omega-3 fatty acids. The best form is in fish oil, because fish oil contains two major components, what's called DHA and EPA. And the only form you can get the combination of both DHA and EPA is from fatty fish. Now, it's recommended that you can get 2 servings of fatty fish a week, but if you don't get enough fish in your diet and you also have a high level of inflammation, it may be wise to take fish oil supplements. And I want to add another one called vitamin D. It's important to have your vitamin D levels checked, and it's specifically 25-hydroxy vitamin D. And it's important to have a level probably between 50 and 80 in the blood, because vitamin D deficiency has been associated with inflammation and cancer and multiple sclerosis and other diseases and depression and heart disease. I would also add exercise and having an ideal body weight as being anti-inflammatory. Preventing diabetes actually would seem to be quite simple if humans were not human, because it's very human to want to overeat, to like sugar, to eat foods that aren't always the best for us.
Now, you've just heard about 9 minutes of a 3.5-hour film that deals with pre-diabetes, diabetes. Now, that's 80 million Americans, 80 million. It deals with the cause of diabetes, including high blood pressure, heart disease, depression, and overweight and inflammation. She was just starting. I have several other people do a take on dealing with inflammatory markers in the body. So this is the definitive film on this subject. Now, what you're listening to the audio, but you're not seeing, there's when they're talking, I'm doing animation. So you actually see the human body and you see different nutrients being absorbed in foods, good foods, bad foods, what it does to harm us, to help us, to heal us, to hurt us. Things that really make an impact on people, the kind of the takeaway messages, and we need those in order to, you know, make intelligent choices. So all that is in the film. Everything you need to reverse diabetes, to prevent diabetes. So I would imagine probably half of us listening right now have someone in our lives who is pre-diabetic or diabetic and doesn't know it. I'll bet everyone in this audience, every single person listening right now, knows someone who has inflammation going on in their body, in their brain, if they're over the age of 40, absolutely, in their eyes, in their heart, their musculature, fibromyalgia, arthritis. All of that is addressed because we deal with anti-inflammatories, because diabetes is an inflammatory condition. So we want to have a full spectrum anti-inflammatory approach. How do we turn off inflammation? That's what we give. So this is very, very comprehensive. So give a call now and get this very long, wonderful documentary with some brilliant people. And as you heard, all the people in here are professors. They're all academics, medically vetted, meaning they have an independent group who watches your films, and you have to have proof that what you're saying is legitimate. So this is for BAI. This is for its listeners. This has been tried and proven. So this is your chance to give yourself or someone you care about a gift of health. Call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and ask to get the Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally, big DVD. Michael G., over to you.
That's right, Gary. It's a big DVD. It's a three DVD set that we'll be sending to you as a thank you gift for supporting the radio station, helping the radio station move forward, helping the radio station maintain itself, helping the radio station, we hope, grow. The listeners, Gary Null's listeners, the listeners of WBAI always respond. And you see what's happening right here? The listeners, once the programming, the information is coming to you, they stop. There's no calls coming in. The phone calls are silent. But as soon as we stop and we ask for this audience to support, WBAI's audience, the Gary Null audience, responds each and every time. And what we're saying is today we're offering Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally for a $100 contribution. It's very simple. You just pick up your phone and dial the number 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And for a $100 contribution, there's going to be no waiting. You'll get picked right up. It's only going to take 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes at the tops to make your contribution, your financial contribution to keep this informational stream coming to you without commercial interruption, without compromising our editorial independence. Nobody says anything to Gary about what he can do or the guests that he can have on. Nobody tells our news department what stories to cover. No one does that because we're commercially free. And we have been for 52 years because you have decided, you have made the commitment to us. Some of you have gone away, but those of you who have gone away are now hearing about BAI again and are coming back, and we so appreciate and welcome you and want to honor you. We're going to give this, we're going to send this to you as a thank you gift for supporting WBAI, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally, a three DVD set for a $100 contribution. Let's hear from you now. 212-209-2950. We broadcast in Connecticut, upstate New York, all the way up. I don't think we broadcast as far as Kingstown, but about 60 miles in all directions, wherever you are. And certainly, if you're listening to us online at WBAI.org, you can make that call, certainly, Give us a call now, 212-209-2950. We broadcast as far south of us into parts of southern New Jersey, down in the Monmouth County area. If you're listening to us down there in the Deal area or Belmar, we'd love to hear from you now at 212-209-2950.
Phil, I hear the phones.
Yes, Gary.
They sound like they're ringing off the hook. Mm-hmm. How many people are calling in?
Now we have eight people calling right now.
Great. And it only takes a few minutes, and the DVD is done. It's just sitting in our office in New York, so I'm sure that the management will expedite as quickly as humanly possible getting this right out to you. So we don't have to wait on anything. We have this. And in fact, before I left the city, I was looking at all of the DVDs that we'd be offering on BAI, and they were all made in advance and are sitting there by the cases, because these can save lives. These can help people make important decisions, because it's all about resources. So if you know that eating certain foods that you thought were healthy actually will cause your blood sugar to go up, will cause a biochemical reaction, will cause inflammation, then you at least know that if you want to do it, fine. If you don't want to do it, which is better, at least you won't have to, because you'll know what happens when I eat this and drink this. I have certain juices. I have certain recipes that turn off inflammation. I'm able to do that rather effectively and quickly in people. But it takes a little time to sit and watch, and I put the protocols on the screen, because in my earlier films, Michael G., I didn't do that. And then people say, oh, you know, when I'm watching this, there's so much information here. I can't get it all, can't remember it all.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just put your most important stuff on the screen, on the side of the screen, so when you're saying it or someone's saying it, I can take my time and freeze frame it and write it down? Sure, that made sense. So that's what we do now. With all the health-related films, we actually put the protocols, recipes, whatever they are, right there on the screen. And then I like to show you dishes when they're done. Here's what a dish should look like. So at least now you have a frame of reference. Ah, that's what it will look like. I'm not asking people to give up sweets. In fact, you don't have to if you do it right. I have the low glycemic foods and the high glycemic foods, so that you want to choose the low glycemic foods. You do not want the high glycemic foods, but most people don't know high glycemic food. And if they did, they go, wow, I didn't know that was a bad food. Well, yeah, it is. You know, if you're depressed, there's certain foods you don't want, because it'll affect your moods and it'll exacerbate anxiety and depression. They didn't know that. Now they will. They didn't know that all these diets that are out there, the ketogenic diet and the high-protein diet, low-carb diet, sugar-free diet, these are dangerous diets. They not only don't help you, but they tax your kidneys and liver, and they put a lot of metabolites and pollutants in your body, and that really causes a problem. So how to detoxify the body is crucial, and I have that in here as well. So we have a lot of good stuff in this documentary, Michael G. I mean, lots of good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, as well as stress management techniques that are in this DVD that'll all be included in the 3-DVD set, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally, the real definition of diabetes, the link between diabetes and obesity. 212-209-2950. This is an expanded edition of the Gary Null Show. You can usually hear Gary Monday through Friday at 12 noon. And we're asking you right now in our fundraising drive here at WBAI to give us a call and support the radio station. As I said, you know, we have this 50,000 watt antenna atop the Empire State Building, 60 miles in all directions. So we have a really wide, wide audience. And we certainly hope that those of you who are listening right now would give us a call to the radio station and support the Gary Null Show and support the access to information. And that is what we're doing. That is the most important thing that we're doing here, is to present the information and you respond, whether it's telling someone else about what's going on here, and the fact that you don't have to sit down and be mindlessly numbed by commercials throughout a broadcast. You have actual information, and not just information. The guests that Gary has on each and every day, the physicians, the scientists in this DVD are world-renowned scientists and Lou Antonesi. Yes, absolutely.
And even though they're all ultra-Orthodox in their background, their academic standing, they are all alternative and complementary and natural in their clinical experience. And that's why I chose them. You know, it's very easy to get over to Mount Sinai or some other university and and select someone, and they're just going to tell you, take these drugs. Well, no, I don't want to take these drugs. I don't want someone taking drugs because I know the side effects of those drugs. And I know the downside. On rare occasion, when a drug is needed, yes, but not in how it's handled in chronic care. And diabetes is chronic care. Heart disease, chronic care. Cancer is chronic care. Arthritis is chronic care. Depression is chronic care. Overweight is chronic care. And that's where medicine, unfortunately, just is very supercilious and doesn't help. That's why I want you to see the people that I've helped. I want you to see someone who lost 350 pounds. That's what they lost. Who had a blood sugar 500, now it's down 75. I wanted you to see what is possible. And that's why when I do my films, I put a lot of the actual people who've gone through these in the films. And by the way, more women, once menopause occurs, become diabetic and overweight and depressed and have heart disease than any other group in the United States.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So that's why I put a lot of emphasis upon protocols that help menopausal women, postmenopausal, menopausal, and perimenopausal, premenopause. So that's also in here. I mean, I put a lot of stuff into my documentaries, information intended and to help people take the steps they need. And it's all here, you know. And so give a call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Let's get seven callers. And we go to the film.
Okay, very good. Seven callers. And so we have four callers on the line right now. Four. We need three people to call right now. If you're living in New Jersey and you're listening to us there, if you're in Manhattan, just give us a call, 212-209-2950. Those of you in Queens, we'd like to hear from you. And the Bronx. What about the Bronx? That's for another call coming in now. We need two more calls. Two more calls. On WBAI, at this radio station, WBAI 99.5 on the FM dial. Remember, we're streaming at WBAI.org. So if you're out our primary signal area, you can listen to us at WBAI.org. 212-209-2950, 12345. All right, we need two more calls, folks. Two more calls. We're going to go right back to the DVD that we will send you as a thank you gift for supporting WBAI on the Gary Noll
Show. And let's get school teachers to show this in their class. Let college students to show it in their class. Let's get congregations to get this.
Absolutely.
And show it to your synagogue, your mosque, your church. Show this to people who you care about. Let them see this, because everything I do is to help everybody. I don't discriminate about people's politics. I could care less. I'm here to help people, not to alienate and not to challenge. I'm here to help heal, because we all deserve to live a long and healthy and happy life. So let's give a call now and get this and give it to someone. Show this. And we've had this happen many, many times, where people take a film in and show it to their congregation, and then it suddenly gets those people interested in being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that. And hey, for the woman, Kathleen, who I've gone out to Brooklyn and lectured many times in boiling hot August out there with no air conditioning, no fan at the Jamaica Church and the Trinidad Church and the Barbados Church. And and I've done it many, many times. Take this film out there. Get this and take it out there and show it to the congregation. Do you remember what I said to the minister out there? What part of your teaching show that you can believe in Christ but not believe in the health of the body? All right? And then they all kind of look at me like, what did you say?
Right?
And yeah, you want to be healthy? Yeah, would Christ be overweight? Huh? Would he? So, and then it gets them thinking. And then you get the minister and everyone to agree. Let's do week one. Let's get rid of this. Week two, let's get rid of that. Week three, let's get rid of that. And lo and behold, in time, people say, hey, I didn't think I could do it, but I've lost all this weight and I feel great. And I got to get my clothes retailored. That's what we like to hear, getting people healthy. So let's get them healthy. And if you don't need this for yourself, get it as a gift for others, because there's no shortage of people who could benefit from the information 3.5 hours in preventing and reversing diabetes naturally. 212-209-2950.
Fantastic, Gary. We have 8 calls on the line now.
Let's
go to the film. All right. Preventing and reversing diabetes naturally. $100. Call WBAI 212-209-2950.
Oh, I'm a holistic nurse. What it means is that we look at every facet of the person's lifestyle and we explore what could be creating the imbalance. What I love about my work is that I could have 3 or 4 people come in with diabetes and have 4 different approaches with them, because we need to look at the root cause. We don't just look at covering up symptoms or helping them learn about the side effects of drugs. We look at what created the imbalance. So when we have someone with diabetes, we have to look at, is it something that's constitutional? Might there be a genetic component? Next, we have to look at, obviously, their physiology. Most people are very dehydrated. They're not getting enough fluids. So we ensure that people are hydrated, but what are they drinking? We don't want people drinking coffee or alcohol. We want them drinking healthy fluids, things like filtered water or green tea, which is loaded with antioxidants. We look at their general diet. We've been conditioned to eat foods that are not good for us. So we think that if everyone's drinking soda, it must be okay. If they're serving us pizza in public schools, it's okay. And most of us don't step back and say, is there something here that could be creating an illness in me? No, we just want to eat so that we're not hungry anymore. The problem is that the standard American diet is, in my opinion, as a registered professional nurse, it's killing our children, it's killing the general public. So now we're hungry, it's lunchtime, what do we have? I help people to understand that there are healthy foods like beans and grains, squash, sweet potatoes, yams, all the green leafy vegetables. I also encourage people to have green vegetable juices. Now, to most people, this sounds foreign. It sounds like, uh-oh, I'm going to mow my lawn and drink it. You can make green juices taste absolutely delicious. You're oxygenating the body, and that's what our metabolism needs. It alkalizes the body, and I encourage people to have some acid foods. Proteins are amino acids. They're low acid. But what we want to stay away from are the hyperacid foods, like too much meat and dairy and sugar and processed foods and caffeine. All of these things acidify the body, and that creates more inflammation. And diabetes is about inflammation a lot of the time. Next, we look at, are they moving their body? Most of us are sedentary. Part of my work with people is integrating a healthy exercise regimen. And that's going to be very individual. It's going to be different for each person. So if someone's coming into me and they're 200 pounds overweight, which I see a lot of people, unfortunately, their exercise is going to be different from someone who's maybe 20 pounds overweight. And also managing stress is important. I encourage people to take quiet time every day for 30 minutes and listen to some beautiful music or to do some kind of meditation or relaxation. It makes a huge difference in your health and your well-being. I have found that when I give people the right tools, the practical ways to integrate a healthy lifestyle, hook them up with the right practitioners, they get amazing results.
Dr. Chris Calliope is here to share his insights. Dr. Calliope is board certified in anti-aging medicine, and he believes in a more complementary natural approach. Nice to have you with us, Chris.
Thank you, Gary. I wanted to comment on a few different things relative to diabetes. Most people don't understand what it's about and don't understand how it needs to be comprehensively treated. And one of the basic comments when I discuss this with patients, and whether a person's pre-diabetic or a child is overweight, or this progression is occurring where their sugar starts to climb, cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL, weight, and blood pressure start to rise afterwards, we, of course, take a person's history, want to see what they're eating, what their food pattern's been. typically we see that their carb intake as a child is overwhelming. As the blood sugar elevates, that can start to damage the lining of the blood vessel. And as the blood sugars increase, we start to see insulin released to try to keep the blood sugar in an appropriate range. But unfortunately, as with every meal and three or more times a day and every day and week and month and even year, we see huge carbohydrate intake, 300 or more grams or so per day. We start to see overproduction of insulin. And the overproduction of insulin starts to knock down the blood sugar, and that tends to make people crave. This is a crucial point. Hypoglycemia makes a person want to eat carb. And the excess carbs that people take in, whether from fast food, junk food, candy bars, it just forces the sugar up. You start to dump more and more insulin. That blood sugar will drop, and you will crave. You will eat the carb. When we talk about the comprehensive testing that we do, of course, we look at blood sugar, we look at chemistry, CBC, but the most important blood test that I tell patients they need to do is a blood test for vitamins and minerals. Your nutrients protect every single cell and tissue of your body. Many, many people are walking around with vitamin and mineral deficiency and setting the stage for diabetes, heart disease, cancer, virtually every horrible disease that we deal with. We will always look at hormone levels, because as your thyroid level declines, even in a young person in their 20s, you can see thyroid decline. That can make it harder for your body to burn sugar, burn cholesterol and fat. And we can talk about heavy metals as well. Research shows that mercury is a common heavy metal that can cause autoimmune thyroid disease. So the metals, as they can damage your thyroid hormone production, sure as anything can cause damage to your insulin production. We'll look at testosterone levels in men and women. Testosterone is an important hormone for many reasons, but it's also good to help to burn fat and sugar, especially as you do exercise. If DHEA is low, it's an adrenal hormone that makes it harder to burn sugar and burn fat. If a person has a low growth hormone level, that's a mother hormone that helps to make the cells that will produce the DHEA and the cells that produce thyroid hormone and testosterone. I've got a terrific case of a patient who was 75, who was a longshoreman, very big, strong, stocky guy. He came in, he was diabetic for 30 years, and his cholesterol was high for many, many years, probably the same amount of time. High blood pressure, at least 50 pounds overweight. And I sat down with him. As I started to put together the plan for him and explained it to a T, he was able to understand it in very basic terms. And we did the blood work. I put him on low carbs. He was testing his sugars. And I had him come back in a week. He started bringing his sugar down, started to lose weight. Over the course of about a month, he was non-diabetic. After 30 years of being diabetic, he was non-diabetic because his numbers were down in a perfect range off his medication. By the third month, he lost 55 pounds. We took him where he was racing into cardiovascular disease and a whole host of other issues, and we brought him back to where he was in a normal state, and he feels, you know, like a completely new man. When we talk about nutrients that we have to use, I talk about core vitamins, like all of the B's, the vitamin C. Vitamin C is wonderful, and intravenous vitamin C can reverse the damage on the lining of the blood vessels from diabetics and from smokers. Magnesium, potassium, all the minerals, these are things your body has absolute requirement for. Of course, chromium is ideal for diabetics, because chromium helps to stabilize blood sugar, may even make insulin do a better job at controlling the blood sugar. Vanadyl sulfate may have the same effect. So as we put the vitamins and minerals in place, as we get their hormones in the right range, as we get them to walk a little bit every day, we're not asking them to run marathons at all, start out and do a little bit of activity. If you have problems with your legs, get on an exercise bike and do a little bit of activity there and progress, you know, 5 minutes more every week or so. And after a while, as a patient is able to do more of this, the results become much more dramatic.
Now we're going to hear from Dr. Sabina Grochowski. Not only is she an internist, but she's also has a background in anti-aging medicine. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Gary. As an internist who I think has made the transition from traditional internal medicine to anti-aging, functional, and regenerative medicine, I realize more and more that prevention is the key to everything, and I don't think we're doing such a fantastic job of it. As someone once said, if in the beginning stages, a disease is very difficult to recognize and very easy to treat, in the end stages, it's pretty easy to recognize and very difficult to treat. We have little that we can offer patients. So starting with that premise, Diabetes is a continuum. It's not one disease. It's a continuum that includes hypertension, that includes hyperlipidemia, decreased HDL, increased triglycerides, and, of course, abdominal obesity. And we cannot take type 2 diabetes and take it out of context. I have very few patients that I know who are thin type 2 diabetics. So I think we have to expand the way that we look, the way that we try to diagnose the disease, and the way that we try to prevent it. And if we don't look for something, we're never going to find it. Therefore, in anybody, I usually start by looking for any evidence of leaky gut syndrome. Leaky gut syndrome is extremely important because in this modern day and age, everyone is inundated with toxins. We're all poisoned with heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, fried foods, stress levels, lack of sleep, adrenal fatigue, which all leads to leaky gut syndrome and dysbiosis. And as we know, 80% of our immunity is in the gut. So that's one of the first things that I would test for. The second thing is, of course, we look for thyroid issues. We look to see if someone is hypothyroid, but there's also type 2 hypothyroidism, which means that the receptors are blocked and you can have blood tests that are completely normal. And this stems from lack of nutrients, from lack of microelements. We look for hormone issues, male and female hormones, which are extremely important. We address the issues of adrenal fatigue, increased cortisol. Then we look for nutrient deficiencies. However, we can bombard the patient with all the nutrients in the world, but if we haven't fixed their leaky gut, we haven't addressed the issue of intestinal dysbiosis, candidiasis, lack of good bacteria, that we're never going to get anywhere as far as treating the patients with all the micronutrients in the world. It's good medicine. It's good prevention. And I think that's the way we have to start looking at patients, and that's the way we have to start treating patients and try to get away from our so-called standard of care.
Excellent information. Thank you very much. Just imagine how many different approaches there are to any condition. So this idea that in American medicine, the average physician should be looking at a single cause, a single type of treatment, that's archaic. You're seeing the integration of multiple concepts into one patient. Dr. Martin Feldman is assistant clinic professor of neurology at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York City. He is a board-certified neurologist, considered one of the leading holistic neurologists in America. He's published over 65 papers in peer-reviewed journals. Dr. Feldman specializes in helping people who have blood sugar imbalances, including a lot of diabetics and hypoglycemics. Nice to have you with us, Marty.
Thank you, Gary. There's an epidemic in America of hypoglycemia, not only diabetes, but also hypoglycemia, meaning glucose is low, hypo, low, glycemia, glucose. The problem is that it's episodic. The body has a thermostat which controls the glucose minute by minute, and the glucose has to be maintained at a certain level. If the glucose level falls too much or goes down rapidly, the brain is affected because the major fuel of the brain is glucose. That glucose level can cause episodic symptoms, meaning you get a symptom, it comes for a while. Many people learn if they eat a little bit, the symptom goes away, or they may in time just see the symptom abates and occurs again and again. The episodic is the key word because it comes and it goes. And therefore, most physicians will not be able to test it properly. Glucose levels are an important issue, but the glucose level usually is just of one moment when the needle goes into the arm and gets out some blood. The glucose is taken at that moment. But that moment, the glucose is commonly okay. So the patient has to understand they have to diagnose themselves partially. And how do they do that? Well, they commonly will learn to carry around food or to, when they feel badly enough, go and eat something. They tend to crave carbohydrate. But the key is the symptom also tends to be brain-related, such as episodic headache, dizziness that's episodic, brain fog that's episodic, concentration falters. Also, the need to have caffeine commonly is part of that. For example, the British, they've learned to have tea time. Tea time is usually about 3 o'clock, 3:30. They eat lunch maybe 1 o'clock, so 2-3 hours later, glucose may be down. They take tea, which has caffeine, brings the glucose back up. they've solved the problem for that moment. Many people also have been told that, well, the thing to do for hypoglycemia is to take frequent small meals with protein. That does help a great deal, but it doesn't fix the problem, and this is the problem.
Pacifica Foundation Radio's board of directors and all of its standing committees, including WBAI's local station board and community advisory board, are open to the public. WBAI board and committee meetings and community advisory board meetings are posted in the events calendar of WBAI's homepage at least 1 week in advance of the scheduled date and announced on the air. In addition, all Pacifica Foundation radio meetings are posted at Pacifica.org under calendar, with links to audio streams carrying telephonic meetings and audio recordings of those meetings. If a meeting is closed to the public, a written explanation of the reason for closing will accompany the meeting's minutes, available at Pacifica.org under calendar. If you want to be notified of meetings personally, please